There is only one way to guarantee that tomorrow will be better, and that is growing today. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist, online anxiety coach, and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the things they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about growing and realizing your potential to be a strong, badass, independent woman or man, and living your life like it was meant to be lived. Are you ready to jump in? Let's do this. I often hear people say healing takes time. And while that might be true, we can't just sit on our ass and wait for the healing to happen and the growth and the change. What people don't tell you about healing is that it takes a lot of fucking work. It's not just time and waiting for the pain to pass. It's facing that shit head on, fighting back, and making big, scary changes in your life to heal. It's not a passive experience. It's a very active one that you are very much in control of. And I am sick of people just saying, I need more time. I'm not over it yet. I need space. I need time. That's a bullshit excuse, and it's a way to avoid. That's all you're doing. You're postponing growth and change and living a better fucking life by saying, I just need more time. I'm not ready yet. And there's no guarantee that even with enough time, you will heal. Time doesn't just erase what you've been through. Time doesn't erase anxiety and depression and trauma. Sometimes time makes it worse if it goes unaddressed. But there is a guarantee that if you work your ass off and fight back and put in the time and effort today, that tomorrow will be better. I know it firsthand. 2018 was the hardest year of my life so far. I didn't go through anything traumatic. I didn't have any huge life events. But I put my ass in therapy every single week, and I fought back, and I faced my shit head on. And it fucking sucked. I will not sugarcoat that one bit. It was the hardest year of my life. But looking back on it, I wouldn't change a thing. Because I needed to put in the work. I had to do my time so that I could live like I'm living now. Oh man, at the start of 2018, I thought things were good. I thought, this is going to be my year. Therapy is going to help me so much. So much is going to change. I'm going to be living my best life. I'm going to be feeling so good about myself. And then I got into therapy. And every single day was a struggle just to put one foot in front of the other. But I kept doing it, and I kept showing up. And slowly by slowly, day by day, my panic attacks started to go down. They were less frequent. I started to sleep more easily at night. I stopped with the racing heart and sweaty palms and overthinking. And I stopped people-pleasing. And I stopped thinking that things had to be perfect all the time. And I stopped believing that I always needed to be in control. And that shit didn't happen overnight. It took an entire year of hard work and consistency. And I still have slip-ups. I still have moments, I still have days where I'm struggling to follow through with the things that I learned. But the point is that I show up and fight back every single day because I understand this is a lifelong uphill battle that I'm willing to continue fighting, because if it's an uphill battle, that means every step I'm able to take and fight back gets me higher up. And at the top is where all the light shines. Every single day when you wake up, you have two choices: to fight back or to give in. And I hope that every day you will be strong enough and brave enough to say, I'm tired, I'm broken down, I'm struggling, but I'm fighting. Because that kind of strength is what you need in order to heal. That kind of perseverance and resilience to say, I've been knocked down and I'm not going to stay there. That's what's going to get you to the top of that fucking hill. You don't have to do this alone. I thought I did. I thought, this is my shit. I have to go to therapy. I have to face this head on. I have to be willing to make big fucking changes. I didn't think it was anybody else's business. I didn't think anybody else needed to know what was going on. That's when I found my tribe. I had a bunch of girlfriends, and I thought they knew a lot about me until we all got together for a live event. And we're sitting around, we're talking, and they're asking me some hard fucking questions. They're asking me to go deep. And I did. I allowed myself to be vulnerable. I share with them my hopes and dreams, where I've been, shit I've been through. And it was the most enlightening, freeing experience ever. To have people look at you after hearing your shit and say, you have a gift. And it's experience. You've been there. And now you get to provide a space for other women who are in that now to thrive and grow. How fucking cool is that? And it hit me like a train that I have been doing a disservice to everyone I've come into contact with by not opening up a mastermind. So I fucking did it. And this is a shameless plug for that mastermind. I have a 3-week online anxiety group coaching mastermind. Never more than 10 women at a time. It's 3 weeks. It's intense. It's daily journal prompts. It's 2 live group video chats a week with me so that we can process through everything you've been working on and overcome any blocks and barriers together. And it gives you a space to heal and grow. So if you've been listening to these podcasts and you're like, God damn it, I want what she has. I want to work through my shit, but I don't know where to start and I don't know if therapy's for me. Then go to my website, theanxioustherapistpodcast.com. and fucking apply. After you apply, we can chat more about it. I can give you all the info. We can get you signed up. You can meet women just like you. You and I can work together in a small, intimate group setting and fucking demolish those fears together. I mean, after all, we are stronger together. I love you guys so fucking much. I cannot wait to read your applications. I just know my email is about to be blowing up the second I publish this episode. I'm so excited to get to know you and work together and face your demons head on. Until then, I'll catch you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.